And production companies. The Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KCFF, and the Kingston Music Office are thrilled to announce the fourth edition of the Slate Music Video Program. Local film production companies will receive financing to create new music videos featuring Kingston's top musical artists, with a special focus on emerging talent. All greenlit videos will premiere at the Kingston Canadian Film Festival. If interested, please visit kingston.ca/music to learn more.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
It's like one of those flicks you shouldn't see alone, you know?
We're at the premiere of the new horrifying thriller, Night of the Demons.
Go with some friends. Lots of them.
Was the lipstick scene as terrifying as they say?
Oh, yeah. It's real scary. Makes me wish I would have parked a little closer to the theater.
Night of the Demons. 16-year-old Angela is possessed with party.
Yeah, I'd see it again. Maybe in the daytime.
Night of the Demons. The party's just begun.
Strange days are here. Strange days, strange days are here. Strange days, strange days are here. Some more coming. Dream. A lot of trash can't fire, burn your memories. Some more coming. days, stranger days ahead. Strange days, stranger days ahead. Strange days, stranger days ahead. Strange days, stranger days ahead.
Oh my.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm all right.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. That was the Bobby Lees with their spooky tune, Strange Days.
I guess these are strange days.
It is a little strange out there.
Yeah, it's cool, it's crisp.
Very crisp out there. Yeah, we're coming at you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, where it's sitting at a balmy 6 degrees right now.
Ooh, got my turtleneck.
Yeah, I do. You're dressed for autumn.
I am.
It's good. Right on. We're here to get you listeners prepared for the spooky month of October. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is week two of your Rocktober Halloween Spook Fest here on Indie Morning Wednesday, where we're doing wall-to-wall spooky tunes.
Yes.
Why not?
Yes, why not?
Why not? Yeah, you got us here until 10 a.m. And we're just going to be spinning the terrifying wheels of steel all morning. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
We're going to talk about Thanksgiving prep. We got Thanksgiving weekend to worry about first.
Mm-hmm. Old Fine Farm.
Old Farm.
Farm
Fine.
Farm Fine Foods. Yeah, that's it.
Excellent. We're going to talk about our sponsor from that place that we just mentioned.
And some turkeys.
Turkey Madness coming up. We're going to talk, since it's Halloween season, we'll talk about spooky movies later on.
Do you have any Halloween stories?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, next break we'll talk ghost stories, I think.
Okay.
We'll talk about some hauntings.
I think I got at least one.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. Sweet. Well, we'll get to it. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And to kick things off, here is a classic from Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. This is Little Red Riding Hood right here on CFRC.
101.9.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have. Love better to love you.
See the real vampire, Look in the mirror.
I can't. I'm a vampire.
Calls it a superb exercise in the art of suspense, the most frightening flick in years. Halloween. The Chicago Sun-Times says it's so scary, I would compare it to Psycho. It's the kind of picture, says the Chicago Tribune, that forces you to sleep with the lights on. A masterpiece, says New York's New Times. Halloween, from Compass International, rated R.
Trick-or-treat, baby, on a night like this. Trick-or-treat, whoa, whoa, and that means a kiss. Trick-or-treat, baby, and don't let me miss a sweet kiss from you on a night like this. Trick-or-treat, baby, by the light of the moon. Trick-or-treat, whoa, whoa, don't leave me so soon. Trick-or-treat, baby, I go in a swoon from the sweet way you kiss me by the light of the moon. Trick-or-treat, baby, oh, what a night. Trick-or-treat, whoa, whoa, what a sweet delight. Trick-or-treat, baby, and hold me tight and keep a-kissing me sweetly, oh, what a night. Love for you to kiss me in your own sweet way. A trick or treat.
Oh,
when was a little boy. His favorite game was to make the girls cry. Now he's a man nearly 22. He still makes them cry, Mr. You Know Handsome Stein was born brain dead. Boy next door had nothing in his head. He always gets invited, he never gets excited. Now look the time that I did, and I sat on your bed. Now this boy, now he's dull, no doubt, but you say
he's really calm, he's really chilled out.
Later when your life's a wreck, he'll break your heart with a bolt through his handsome Stein. I've heard it said, member of the surly adolescent living dead. She said there is no other, he's hated by a mother. To her I'm like a brother, at least that's what she said. Handsome Stein, handsome Stein, handsome Stein, handsome Stein.
Independence Day is just a movie. Now see evidence that may prove aliens exist.
What they saw was not from this world.
Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction, Sunday.
Jeff?
Yeah, just fine,
just,
Simone.
Just fine, just fine and dandy.
Like Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I saw what you did there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Very nice.
We are coming at you live. This is Indie Morning Wake Up, and it's part two of your Halloween specials.
Yes.
Plural.
Yes.
Because it's October.
Yep.
And it's now cold out.
It's now cold, just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that. Yeah. I've got my wool coat.
Yeah, yeah. Like head to toe.
Head to toe.
That's a 3/4 length coat, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, you're
it
not
is.
Playing around
I'm
today.
Not. I'm not playing around.
And we're not playing around with you guys because, like I said, it's October, so all month long we're doing nothing but spooky music here on Indie Wake Up Wednesday.
Yes.
We just heard a spooky pop track from Sister Sparrow with Ghost. That's a new, like, it's about, like, ghosting someone and, like, emojis and bad breakups. It does have something to do with Halloween.
Oh, ghosting. Has anyone ghosted you?
Of course, yeah. But that
have
means,
you ghosted someone?
But, like, what if you get ghosted by a ghost? Or what if you're, how would that work? I guess we're all getting ghosted by ghosts. We're thinking of new sci-fi subgenres here.
Okay. the ghosting.
Yes, the ghosting of Ghost House.
All right.
Ghost. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And normally this time of day we like to talk about our lives and what's going on. And like we said, it's Halloween. Someone's got to get the pumpkin rolling on this one.
Okay.
So, last week, Simone, we forced you to carve a pumpkin.
Yes.
It was very well received. I liked
it
a lot.
Yeah. I got some hearts on the Instagram there. Yeah.
And I came in this morning, smelled something funky, opened up the lid. And you've been cultivating, like, blue mold.
Ooh, conjuring up some...
penicillin?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so we put the pumpkin outside CFRC Studios, and we're waiting for the mythical golden child to come nibble away.
Okay.
The golden child, for those of you who are unaware, is the Queen's University golden squirrel.
And it really is golden.
It's bright.
I hope you guys get to see it. It's kind of like... You know, seeing a unicorn.
Yeah, it's
ethereal.
Or
something special.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you see the golden squirrel, it means good luck on your tests, midterms.
Yeah,
midterms, yeah. What's going on in your world, Simone?
Well, you know, I got some renovations going on.
You're from Reno's.
I guess if you could call it that.
Is
yeah,
that why you came in with a nail gun?
Yeah, exactly. So they're fixing my bathroom, and I was in my room when they first came, but then I stayed in my room too long, and then I thought, I've been in here too long. I can't just pop out now.
Yeah.
Right? So, I kind of got locked inside, like stranded inside of my room.
In your own room?
In my own room, because I didn't want them to know that I was there.
Oh my goodness.
And I was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just listened.
I guess.
So they were having a grand old time in my apartment. Like, they were playing my piano. They were like singing. They're like, hey, you guys want to go out to lunch? No, we'll just hang out here. Like, they had
nice.
A fun time.
That's good, because that's like almost like a blind taste test to how like comfortable your place is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just like seem to just love just being there.
And then you have the satisfaction of knowing they're not rummaging through your thing.
Yeah. So I guess.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's kind of spooky, except instead of like a masked fiend, they're happy plumbers.
Yeah.
So you're finally getting that hot tub put in.
Yeah, finally. Finally, yeah. Everyone's going to have to come.
It's about time.
And hang out in the hot tub.
Yo, we can do the chalice. You take a
what's that?
You take a wooden salad bowl that floats, and you get everyone to sit around in a circle in the hot tub. It's really good in the fall, too.
Really? Is that a thing? Have you done it?
We've done it once.
Yeah?
I don't know if it's a thing, especially since post-pandemic, because what you do is you make the salad bowl, you fill it with whatever cocktail you all want to share. And the idea is that when you're sitting in the hot tub,
is everyone drinking it?
Yeah, and you can float it back and forth, because if you use a wooden salad bowl, it'll float. And so you're like, hey, float that cocktail over my way. And then you just sort of push it. And then you just take a big old gulp and then keep it going around
the
circle.
That's not sanitary, is it?
No, but it's fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like Indie Wake Up Wednesday. We're not sanitary.
Right.
But we're fun.
Yeah,
so that's a good, like, nothing better than hot tubbing when the weather's, like, chilly.
Hot tubbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're all going over to Simone's bathroom. We'll get your nicest salad bowl.
It's coming along. Like, you know, they're working away at it, you know, and they're just relaxing and, you know,
come in
and they work, you know, here and there. Yeah. So slowly and surely,
and then
I'll
again,
be able to take a shower again.
Good. Thank
you. Yeah.
Thank God. Oh, mercy. With the weather getting chilly, it's good to get these things like out of the way. So that when the W word comes, I won't say it.
Won't say it?
No, of course not.
Yeah. But you know what? The W word is not so bad.
That's true.
When you're moving around.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
have you ever done
any
W sports?
Just like hiking and trudging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done the hiking. It's fun.
Winter hike is real good. Yeah.
It's a little bit hard when the snow's up to your hip, but.
Yeah.
But
that's a bit much.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
I go knee height.
Knee height.
Get some good galoshes on and just barrel through.
It's
but
good.
We'll figure that out as the weeks go on.
Mm-hmm.
First, we have to do some more Halloween stuff, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Should we get back to it?
Okay.
Cool. Next break, we're going to talk turkey madness because our sponsor is Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods, your one-stop Thanksgiving shop.
If you want that organic stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nothing but the best. Nothing but the best. More on that next break. Last music set before Sister Sparrow, we heard from Bucky with Handsome Stein.
Ooh.
The handsomest.
Is that about you? Is that song about you?
You call me an undead freak.
Oh, my goodness.
At least he's handsome. he can't do simple arithmetic, but he looks good trying. We had Chuck Berry in that last set with Trick or Treat. We also had Dead Moon with Walking on My Grave. Don't do that.
Okay. I won't.
And we opened it up with Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs with Little Red Riding Hood. Classic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you.
You know how to pick them.
What are we going to do? Oh, and now we're going to do. We're going to play more music. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got one from the Screaming Tribesmen coming up next. This is Date with a Vampire. Would you ever date a vampire? If you knew.
Yeah, I think it'd be draining.
You'll leave on a high note. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
What? This?
No. I was at a costume party earlier this evening, and the hostess's dog attacked me, so I had to stab it.
Invited to a very eerie undertaking on Saturday at midnight. That's when Phantasm, the most terrifying movie of all time, will have one special preview. Phantasm, the film that puts the fun in funeral. And as for a fiendish story, it does have a burial plot. Come prepared to scream, because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. Phantasm from Avco Embassy Pictures. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent or guardian.
Scream and scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. When I'm finished screaming, I'm gonna scream again. I'm gonna scream with my baby. I'm gonna scream through the night. I'm gonna scream with my honey. When I squeeze her tight, I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. When I scream, I'm gonna scream again. The daytime, scream right through the night. I'm gonna scream with my baby. When I hold her tight, I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. When I feel scream, gonna scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again.
scream, I'm gonna scream again, I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again, I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again, I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again, when I'm gonna scream, I'm gonna scream again.
Don't miss me, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, when I count down the top 21 scariest videos of all time.
It's a top 21 you'll never forget, tonight at 8.
Only on VH1, the scariest hits of music video.
She hides her face inside a hoodie. Life was slow, the time was right. I saw the full moon glowing in the night. If I'm gonna make my move, then this is it. But when she turned to me to kiss her lips, there was a face of a screaming werewolf. To fill my heart with terror and fright. It was a face of a screaming werewolf. Get that dreadful face, oh, I thought it was safe inside my home. Now I was finally all alone. I looked in the mirror, but what did I find? The face that I saw there wasn't mine. It was a face of a screaming werewolf. Fill my heart with terror and fright. It was the face of the screaming werewolf. We'll be right back.
spooky, spooky, spooky. My name is Jeff the Nerd. Simone the Moan has vanished within the walls of the CFRC studio. She has joined the dozens of ghosts of DJs long since passed. We may never see her again, but that's okay. It's 20 to 9, and we're feeling fine. We just heard from the Flesh Tones with Face of the Screaming Werewolf. Not too shabby. Also in that set, Shannon and the Clams with Knock 'Em Dead. Before Shannon and the Clams, we heard from Screaming Lord Sulch with their track Scream and Scream, very appropriately titled, I must say. Also in there, we had Miranda and the Beat and their Halloween classic, Mr. Monster. And we opened it up with the Screaming Tribesmen and Date with a Vampire. Oh, you're alive after all. Our on-air seance worked and Simone has come back to the land of the living. Oh my goodness, what's going on?
Oh my goodness, sorry, Jeff the movie nerd. I'm sorry about that.
Your headphones
I
are
combed
haunted.
My hair and I thought, well, maybe I could fix my face and my bag is just a bottomless pit.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Your hair and your face are fine.
Yeah, yeah. It's all au naturel. Simone the Moan today.
There we go.
All right.
Well, we're here to entertain you, dear listeners. So. How you doing, Simone?
I'm doing all right.
Excellent. Right
yeah,
on.
So.
You all set for this weekend? Long weekend.
Yeah.
Get Monday
yeah,
off.
I'm really excited to see my nieces and nephews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Excellent.
Walk through the door. They're going to crawl all over me, hang off of me.
I was just going to say, yeah. You got to shake them off. Like.
Yes.
So what do you? What's your favorite like Thanksgiving food item that you guys, or what's their favorite Thanksgiving food item? Do you know?
I don't know what they like. Sometimes they're a little picky.
Yeah.
Certainly when I was a kid, I was not allowed to be picky.
No,
I had
of course
to eat
not.
And finish my food.
Especially on Thanksgiving because like, you know, our parents, like they made that food.
Exactly.
Eat that food.
But what I like is, you know, I like the turkey.
Yeah.
Big fan. And I like stuffing.
Of course.
I like mixing all of my food together.
All in one bite, right?
Yeah, yeah, mixing everything
that's
together.
That's the way to do it.
I do not understand people who cannot have their food touching.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
I'm fine with that when
or
it comes
chocolate
to
cake at a birthday.
What?
I don't understand that either.
Like chocolate cake?
Yeah, I feel it's offensive.
That's out?
Yes, it's offensive. It's self-indulgent. It's not right.
You're a monster. What about Halloween candy? Did you separate your Halloween candy like when you were a
well,
kid?
Well, we didn't go trick-or-treating.
Oh, right.
Right? We didn't go trick-or-treating.
I forgot you're Amish.
But so we didn't really have, we have a little bit of candy here and there. And then some years, sometimes my mom would allow us to give out candy.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of fun too, though.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But yes, but back to pressing matters. Thanksgiving weekend is coming up.
Right.
And this segment we like to dedicate to our amazing sponsors.
At Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Again, but they don't have a saying.
Like,
right?
like a motto?
That's it. Yeah, motto.
The motto is just Old Farm Fine Foods four times as fast as you can, right? Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm Fine Foods.
It rolls off the tongue.
It does. Well, actually not quite, but yeah. Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm Fine Foods.
You nailed it.
Yeah?
Just don't do it when you've got a mouthful of turkey and stuffing.
Right.
For the love of God.
I'm excited about this turkey. Like, it's good, right?
The turkeys at Old Farm are amazing. Yeah, they're really good. We have
healthy.
They're delicious.
Strong.
They're good, fresh birds.
Yeah, great sinew.
Yeah.
Yeah?
See, Old Farm, every Thanksgiving and Christmas, we take reservations for fresh birds from local farms that come in.
Mm-hmm.
You call us up. We put you on the turkey list. And then Friday, we will have them delivered and in with your name on them so you can pick them up. There's two
spaces
left.
The name on like
left.
The package or like on directly? You guys like put it on the bird?
Well,
like
on the package. We carve it in with a steak knife. Simone, there you go. So there's time of this broadcast, we are live. There's only two spots left on the turkey list. So I don't want to put it out there because like it's 8:44. They might have already been taken, right?
Right, right, right.
But there's still hope if you want a good Thanksgiving dinner and you don't want to cook it. Old Farm Fine Foods is making pre-made Thanksgiving dinners with turkey, potatoes, stuffing, all the fixins, veg.
Nice.
Yeah, they're going to make them, a lot of them today, and then freeze a lot of them off so that they're available for the weekend and all throughout the weekend or even next week if you're a student.
That's
or
a great week. Idea. How much are they going for?
I don't know if we have a price yet. I think we're going to make them up first. They're usually around like $15 to $20, you know, they're a good size.
Yeah.
We price them after we make them just so we know what's gone into them and
right.
We're not screwing ourselves over
exactly.
for profit.
Right.
But they're always delicious. Like, I mean, I always load up on them. And, like, I'm physically able. I could cook a turkey if I want.
You're quite strong.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, you're quite, what it was, it's svelte?
Svelte, and, yeah. But I'm also very lazy. It's weird. So, like, if I don't have to cook my own turkey dinner,
yeah.
I'll just let Old Farm do it.
Yeah.
And I'll just buy 3 or 4 of those dinners.
Yeah, just get those dinners.
We've got one
person.
In this
in-between time before you find the love of your life, and then she'll cook for you.
Totally.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So until then, Old Farm Fine Foods is the love of my
until
life.
Until then.
Yeah. But yeah, so you can call and reserve a dinner or 10 if you want.
Yeah.
I do have some people that have reserved about a dozen each to, like, feed the whole family so they don't have to worry about it.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea. I know there was another place I used to do Thanksgiving dinner, and they'd cook the turkey, the big turkey, for you.
Yeah.
While the fixings. So this is a nice new, you know, iteration of that.
Yeah. Definitely. And we are on Queen's University campus, and so there's a lot of students who might be from further abroad who aren't necessarily going to go home, or maybe they're international and they don't even celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving. It is a specific Canadian thing this weekend, right?
Yeah.
So that's really handy for them. A lot of students like to get together and have their own sort of...
Friendsgiving.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're all too happy to provide turkey dinners. We got a big batch of pumpkin pies done yesterday. Turkey pot pies as well.
Ooh. And so you get like a mini pumpkin pie?
Or, oh, no, they're full size right now.
Oh, a mini turkey. Sorry.
Full size. Turkey pot pies.
Ooh.
Full-size pies. Yeah.
That sounds good.
I know.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have only had a handful of Doritos for breakfast today because I'm really hungry now.
Are you?
Now that we're talking about this stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
And then the other good thing that we've got at Old Farm Fine Foods now is alcohol sales. We got our retail alcohol license in.
Okay.
So we are now selling tall cans of craft beer out of the fridge. Must be 19 or over to purchase, obviously.
Okay.
But McKinnon Brothers, Spearhead, and Skeleton Park at the moment, and then more and more are coming in as we go.
Yeah.
And then a couple nice selections of wine. We're going to be selling bottles of wine. So we've got a couple right now that came in yesterday. I'm probably going to pick up, you know, quality control. I'm probably going to pick up a couple just to test it and make sure
it's okay for everyone else.
Exactly.
Next
Wednesday, when you and I are here doing part 3 of the Halloween in October, that's a lead up to homecoming. So we're going to have to sample some beer.
Okay, yeah, just to make sure it's okay for the kids.
Totally.
Right,
we don't want to lead them astray.
Exactly.
As the elder statesman of alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Yeah.
See which beer pairs best with Skittles and Halloween candy. Really heady stuff.
Yeah, very important stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So, yeah, we get down to Old Farm because there's stuff happening all the time.
There's a lot of stuff happening over there, and you guys are like on the heartbeat. You know what the people want.
Oh yeah,
we do
a mean lunch business too. We're getting, like, with this, you know, nice clear weather, we're getting a lot of groups coming in for lunches. Soup season's upon us.
You do it all. You do the charcuterie boards too.
Yeah,
right?
Nice fine cheeses. The one thing I've noticed too about the students is that they're really embracing study cheese for studying.
Really?
I gotta go home and I gotta read through chapters and chapters of this boring Queen's University stuff. I need a wedge of fine local cheese to get me through. That's happening a lot.
Oh.
And it's great. So I think Old Farm Fine Foods is going to be responsible for many a good paper.
Right on.
Many a good grade.
Yeah, good grades with the cheese. Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Brain power.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
It's about 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. We're going to keep the Spooky Rock Fest a-going.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And after 9, we're going to find some events that are going on in and around town to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. What do we got coming up next? We're currently listening to the Surfrajets with Banshee Bop. They're a retro styling, all female, all instrumental surf rock group out of Toronto. They're very spooky. But we're going to keep things going with another classic from Jimi Hendrix, or rather the Jimi Hendrix Experience. This is Voodoo Child right here with me, the Nerd.
And Simone the Moan. Wow.
Boy, that means a messy commute home for a few Staten Islanders, right,
yeah,
Joanna?
Yeah, it sure does. Now, I am here with a local resident who has been watching the situation closely. His name is Nandor...
Nandor the Relentless.
Nandor De Laurentiis. Now, Nandor, have you seen an incident in this area like this before?
Not since the Great Flood in 1892, Joanna. That was a big boy.
1892. Oh,
silly me, not... Not 1892. 1992.
Yeah, I was going to say 1892. Give me this guy's skincare secrets.
Because 1892 was a year that was not in my human lifespan, but 1992 most definitely was. It's 2023 now, and it was 1992 then. And I've been living in Staten Island for many centuries.
Under childish guise to hide captivated eyes, this drunken hopeful's longing resides. Drenched in wine, I'll cease to pine, invigorated by what isn't mine. On this, a happy Halloween. No ghosts or goblins, just a pretty face. No doubt or reason, just the right time and place. No before, no after, only in between. On this happy Halloween. So we'll dance until there's not a rug left, with a reckless abandon that allows this theft. No happily ever after, just another stiff drink. Drown my desire in whiskey and watch me sink. Oh, night of candy, oh, night of fear. Oh, night that I'll forever revere. For what'll be gone and what I'll miss after such a happy Halloween. So let my infatuation know no bounds as I exemplify resolve that astounds, knowing there is nothing more might never be than this happy Halloween. So we'll dance until there's not a rug left, with a reckless abandon that allows this theft. No happily ever after, just another stiff drink. Drown my desire in whiskey and watch me sing. Childish guise to hide captivated eyes, this drunken hopeful's longing resides. Drenched in wine, I'll cease to pine, invigorated by what isn't mine. On this, a happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
is life, health, and hope. Everyone should have the right to food, but not just any food. Everyone should have access to nutritious, affordable, safe, and sustainable foods. Join us this World Food Day. Support the right to foods for a better life and a better future. Visit www.fao.org.
Hi, this is David Wilcox. You're listening to